Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, 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 here it is, Tuesday. Yay. Too early in the week to get excited, I guess. Right? Tuesday is
it's not a Monday.
Tuesday. Well, it's Taco Tuesday. That's
it is
a good
Taco
thing.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Places, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome everybody. Glad to have you with us. Our blog talkers are starting to line up.
They are.
So those of you that want to call in, that would be a good time.
It would be that
to get
time.
On the list. Also, our Facebookers are here.
Thing, yes.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to have all of you with us. We will turn to you as often as we can as we run out of callers. Okay, primarily this is a call-in show, but so many of you are faithful watchers. Many of you come from, distant lands where it's late.
But what is Wednesday?
Wednesday is Facebook day.
So you don't have to compete with phone calls.
Yeah, we will not be on Blog Talk Radio.
We still probably won't get everybody, but you'll get a big majority of you if we don't.
Yeah, we'll do what we can.
Right.
So I want to remind everyone, just for clarity here, playing cards, not tarot, not Oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there. Excuse me. It's important to bear that in mind because so often I get messages from people saying, I would really love to book one of your tarot readings. So I just want to put it out there that this is not tarot.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I figured that was the only cards out there.
No.
I never heard of Oracle cards. The only ones I've heard of was tarot, you know, when I was younger.
Oh, I see.
Stuff like you ever see, like, back in those days in the TV and TV shows, they had the big, they're big cards.
Oh, they are. They are.
Yeah.
So, also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your questions this evening during the show. Excuse me. I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo, who is going to bring you up to
something. I'd like to welcome everybody. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we want to remind the folks out there in Blog Talk Land and Facebook Land, if you are an international soul, you're abroad, you can even be from in the United States somewhere abroad, that's fine. It's wherever you're physically international, let us know and we'll give you a shout out. I think the only one I noticed was Myra from the UK.
Who is she?
She's been here before. She was here yesterday, I think, talking a little bit after the show. She's, I think, so far, that's the only international one I know. If you are international, you have to make it clear. We remember the ones that have been here like 100 times, but if you're fairly new, you got to say, hey, I'm from Bloop, and then we'll tell everybody.
We like to acknowledge them, not that we don't care about our folks in the States, but we try to acknowledge
them.
Because it's the wee hours of the morning.
Typically.
And they're joining us.
Except for our international Canadian brothers. They have the same time zone shit we got going on. But we still give them love because they're in another country. Even though they're kind of almost not.
Myra wants to know what the song is today. Oh, it's very impromptu. As he feels the urge.
If somebody says something that sounds like a song, I will sing it. And that'll probably be about 100 of them. All right. Let's get back to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to Blog Talk. When you call in, you'll get a message saying something to the effect that you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I didn't test it today because I just forgot and screw it. I'm going to go with faith. Blow faith that everything's working fine. And 99.9%, literally, it all is everything's cool. If you hear nothing, that is a problem, Houston. Hang up and just call right back. It's all cool. I track these calls on my own because they don't do the order thing anymore. They don't have the hold times. That just, it goes away and then it comes back for a couple of months and it goes away again because they suck. So I'm wondering if maybe it's a premium thing and we weren't supposed to get it there for a while, but it is what it is.
What?
Showing premium. All the hold times.
Ah.
Yeah. And when we first started, we got it and it was gone forever. Then all of a sudden it reappeared again for like 6, 7, 8 months and I got used to it and it was gone again.
There's your song. In the wee small hours of the morning.
Don't know that one, so can't help you there.
Well, I
can't help you there, Tootsie Pop. Gotta be ones I know. I can't sing for shit either, but it doesn't stop me. Ah, la, 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 la. Okay, let's see. I give the number, explain the protocol, you got a hold, we'll go live, blah, blah. Facebookers, these shows are primarily call-in. Maybe Myra's not in the UK. She's asking for the number.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, she said she's from Baltimore, born and raised in New Jersey.
Myra?
Myra.
Then I must be smoking some ganja, thinking, because I'm totally off a continent. I'll put that number in here real quick for everybody. I got it on my cheat sheet. Right here, right now. Anyway, Facebookers, like I said, we know a lot of you can't call in, especially the domestic folks, not the domestic. Laura from Canada, international shout out, especially the international folks, because you're not independently wealthy and have an unlimited international calling plan. I can't even imagine what that price would be to have such a plan.
I disappeared it.
So,
yeah,
we will try to turn to you folks, okay? We will try. Probably will be successful over the course of the night. Can't even give you a guesstimate on when that time will be. You'll have to be patient. We'll announce it formally. You can't start firing off questions because we're not going to write them down. You can't audio or video messenger Deborah Lee unless we're radio. We got to hang up. No hold system. So that, and when we do turn to Facebook, you're on Facebook, folks. You have Messenger. That's the preferred method when we turn to you folks because it's live, it's quick. The typing back and forth, we work with you if we can. I prefer not to, but the problem is, slows everything drags to a turtle's pace, and then we get less people in from Facebook. But so please, if you can, when we announce it formally, do an audio or video call to Deborah Lee on Facebook, and you have to be friends with her. That's we'll take the type things if we have to, but I don't like that. I hate it. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I do actually hate it. I'm not kidding.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
That would be my preferred method because I would not be a caller into a show.
You wouldn't, even though you're sitting here broadcasting and anybody on earth is listening or watching you wouldn't call into a show.
Others that are nervous or feel shy to do it, I understand completely.
Pull up your big boy and girl pants and quit being shy.
Here's Marie Taylor.
If you're typing in here, you're not too shy because people are still seeing your life. This is your life.
Well, what I am is,
Marie is now from UK. Yeah. Yes, thank
I'm
you.
An introvert, but I compensate by being an extrovert, if that makes sense.
I'll say as messenger, so when we ask, please. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. And this part, the harps. That means the free, remember the word's free, the free reading with Deborah has been concluded. So please don't try to fire more questions. It's not a 2-minute warning like you're watching American football. It's like, oh, good, we have a whole bunch of action left I can sneak in. No, the ship is gone. It's sailed. Bon voyage. You can come back as many shows as you want. No limit. But we got to move on. So when you hear the harps, cease. But stand by for your angel card reading. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. It's probably the second oldest deck we have next to the, I think they came after the rebel cards, but anyway, we didn't like write the dates down on which one's older and which one isn't.
Now, Vicky, who is friends with Sophia,
okay,
says she can never think of direct questions. Well, we can kind of walk you through that. Okay, so don't worry if you can't. Well, if we can, you know, if you use Messenger, if you're a friend of mine, then you could call in. You can just keep it audio. You don't have to.
You don't have the video.
No,
in fact, sometimes it works out better if going intercontinental and video, internet and choppy bandwidths. Sometimes that is actually going to be smoother, but it's your call.
Myra says she's trying to figure out how to call and
live.
Live.
You want how to call and live?
No.
I can't live. Living is without you. There's your song.
Yeah. Okie doke.
I don't know what she means by that. Just to let you know, you folks, you can Skype into that number. That's always an option. We get Skypers.
2-minute warning equals 16 minutes, 38 odd seconds.
It depends on the game. If it's a close game, if it's a close game, 2-minute warning. If it's a blowout, then everybody just kind of kills the clock with 2 minutes left. Yeah.
Okay.
So if the game's like 30 to nothing, nobody's doing shit if that last 2 minutes. So we're on off the clock.
Thank you, Vicky. That's very nice of you to say that. And Catherine, you were right. Boy, if we ever held a musical trivia contest, you would have a windfall and get all the prizes. She knows all of this.
Well, I know what I'm telling
you. Nielsen.
That's great. 216, we're going to Ohio. 216, that's what I'm telling you. First caller, welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome,
hello.
Ohio.
Hello.
What is
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Sharon.
Oh,
I had a feeling it was you.
The area code is familiar. I just couldn't put a name to it. Welcome back.
Hope you had a nice Easter.
What's happening?
International shout out to Mike from the UK land. Yeah. Right back to Sharon.
All right, Sharon.
Yeah. Still busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Do you handle?
Oh, no.
Are you a tax office or something like that?
Yeah.
Or a bookie?
Exactly what it is.
Oh, well, you got all the last Charlie's coming in, yeah.
It's the bank, yeah. Oh, my goodness, this past week and a half. It's all good, though. You're absolutely right. It's better to be busy. I don't get overtime. That's okay, though, because I get salary, but it's worth it. It really is. But other than that, I asked you a question. It was about 3 weeks ago, I think. The reason why you said you couldn't pick up anything, because I changed my days. I didn't go in. Sorry. I didn't pick it up. You want to laugh about that? Isn't that funny?
No, I'm just saying that is, you know, what else can we do?
I missed everything. I was busy.
That is funny.
So tell us.
I'll be as specific as I can. What do you see in the next 60 days for me at my job? And, you know, it's funny because I've been going in on a different day just to avoid all that. And the day that I went in, I met the big, big boss. He's a guy, and it's the first time I ever really, like, stood and talked to him. He's really nice. I just hope that I'm on his good side. I think I am. So what do you see coming up?
All right.
Well, that's good, but typically if you meet, like, the big boss and you feel like he's a nice person, that means you had a nice interaction, typically. So
yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah.
We talked for a while. It's the first time. We talked 20 minutes.
Well, if you talk for a while, especially then, 20 minutes, oh, yeah, then that's definitely a good thing.
So how are you and that woman doing?
I don't go in. I've been going in different days than her. She's I'm just nice to her. That's all I can say. I just let it roll off my head.
But that's what you really have to do, I guess.
Like they used to talk about the back in the Cold War days, peaceful coexistence. Yep. Means we're not going to start apart. We'll be in the same vicinity with each other, but we won't interact.
In the office, when I'm at home, I don't really think about it. I'm so busy at work. I don't have to worry about interacting on a one-to-one because I'm at home and we only talk on the phone. That's not that bad. I can deal with that.
Truth?
The big guy really enjoyed meeting you, by the way.
Right.
And what I'm picking up is he thinks you are very sharp. Very sharp lady. And that's always good.
Yeah.
You know. You don't want them thinking she's a little ninny, you know.
We talked about that because of the city I live in. He's like, ooh, that's a really nice ritzy town. I'm like, you know, no matter where you go, there's ritzy and there's poor. No matter what city you go to, you make your whole house your home. That's what we were talking about. I said, you make your house your home. You can go into the pits and still have a beautiful home. That's just the way I think of things. There's a lot of bad areas in my city, but go on. I'm glad he thought that, but I hope he thinks I do a good job, not just being sharp blind or whatever.
I see a real, what shall we call this? It's going to be serendipity, but it's also going to have a flip side that you're going to be like, I don't know. Oh, my God. It's like I see you getting pitched a better position. As, say, a supervisor, manager type, but I feel like you're going to shrink away from it a little. Like, oh, now everybody's going to hate me. Is a feeling
Other than for the money, I don't care if I'm a manager. I like what I do. I have a pretty authority job already. It's a leadership job. It doesn't matter to me if I'm a boss. But anyhow, I'm the type of person I'd give everybody a job. I think I'd be too much of a pushover. But go on.
Well, you know what? I'm not good managerial material either because I'm a pushover. So I understand you on that point completely.
Yeah.
No, I want you to be very careful. Walking around work, walking around stairs, because I see the potential here under sure to come true. So we've got to take care of this right away, that you could have a fall, an accident.
Gravity's a bitch.
And the Ten of Clubs here is saying workman's comp in your way.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that. I've never hurt myself before.
Well, now you know to be cautious as well, she's telling you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's absolutely 100%
right.
going to happen. It means you have the pre-knowledge where you can be, aware of your steps.
Yep.
I trip over everything. So this would be quite a warning for me.
And there's a lot of times, I've been really reminding myself on a lot of different things that are so casual every day. It's like, you know, when I'm getting ready to like step into the shower, it's like, all right, don't be a dumbass.
I'd walk on crutches first.
Well, I did the same thing. Look at all the vacation time I burned when I had my knee surgery.
Yeah.
I didn't want
well,
to
this
that
is a card
short-term,
of
short-term, long-term disability bullshit.
Official things. Things on documents. And the first thing I thought is, because it's attached to an accident, that's what it would be. So just be mindful of where you're stepping. Okay.
This is like, it's likely, right? Right now it's likely. But now that you know this, now that you have this knowledge, you plant it in your subconscious, plant it in your conscious mind, both, that can easily, right, disappear out of their cards if you're careful and think about stupid things.
Absolutely.
The dumbest of things. Oh, God, I'm going to hurry. Let me just quickly run down these stairs. Like, let's just take an extra 1.5 seconds and not run down the stairs. That's really all you save, typically.
And you know what's coming to mind? Is like a woman's pocketbook handle or a backpack.
Catching on something?
Yeah.
Hooking on something and spinning you around and
So just be mindful.
It's just something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Better state than sorry. And I mean, like Deb didn't say, well, go ahead and get your workman's comp paperwork out now because it's a done deal. It's not a done deal.
No,
nothing's a done deal.
It's not.
It's did that pile where you should be a little extra concerned, just be cautious.
And it'll pass out of the car.
You don't have to sacrifice any chickens or anything like that. Yeah. You just got to pay a little bit more attention maybe if it's everyday stupid shit. That's what I would say.
And you know, now that you've changed your days, that woman isn't even here anymore. So it's like you've successfully sidestepped.
So you have mitigated the risk of the problem. All right, real quick. Healing angel cards. Subject is integrity. Be flexible, but be also true to yourself. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you. And I think she does that already. But sometimes you get some people, you get a little bit worried about rocking the boat. But if they're really important values, you should believe in them. People will actually champion your cause. I think is what they're saying.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Glad you helped. Glad for being the first caller.
Always glad to hear from
Better
you.
Better to be first than last, they say.
Thank you.
Well, take care
thank
now.
You very
and
much.
Don't worry.
True
don't
that.
Worry about it.
True that.
I won't. Oh, my.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry she was talking, but she's still online. She can hear us. I do not hang up on folks. On the Blog Talkers, I put you back on mute in case a lot of people want to keep listening to the show on their phone or whoever they called in, you know. Because you can call in on Skype. And we do have a Skyper in the fold, but not right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had something to say, but I forgot. So guess what that means? It wasn't important. So let's just keep on picking them up and laying them down. Let's go to the next caller because we're familiar with that area code 703. in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Right,
yes,
where we are.
Andrea.
Hello.
Andrea has returned.
Hello, Andrea.
Oh, I have two things to tell you.
Oh, good.
Then tell us.
Yes, so I talked to HR yesterday, and I was really afraid because, you know, I've talked to HR before, and they always say that, you know, what you say isn't confidential, it doesn't go anywhere, no one knows that you speak. But then I've had people lie to me and tell people, promise me she was not going to. She said, give me the brutal honesty because I can't fix things that I don't know.
Yep.
So I spent 20 minutes on the phone telling her everything was going on. Basically, I said it's very toxic. She said it's very toxic. She says it sounds like it, between, you know, Beatrice and Maylune and everybody just being rude. Even today, like even yesterday, the girl didn't speak to me all day, and when she does, she's very short. But anyway, so fast forward, she said she was going to look into it and, you know, and get back to me. But the good news is, some guy found my resume online, and it's for a nonprofit here down the street. And they want to place someone like on Monday. He said, are you available? I said, yeah. So I guess we're going to try and do an interview either tomorrow or maybe Friday in between my son's wedding. And he said, as long as I pass the background check and whatever, you know, I pretty much would get the job. I guess someone they wanted there didn't like the job or just wasn't a good fit. So I don't know. Do you think that's you said something's going to come. So maybe this is it. I don't know.
Good question.
It is a very good question. And and also what Deborah was mentioning to other folks, not for her, but some people say, I don't really know what to ask, but you know, if you have a general concern about your future, you can make what about my career? You don't have to like nail it down to one specific thing.
As I've gotten to know
you. Or even if not, they can at least give you some
background. I feel like we're family now.
Well, yeah,
we're like family.
But even a new person, if you say, I can know about my love life, well, then you should follow up by saying, here's my current situation.
Yeah, I need to have something.
Yeah, you got to have something. But you can still get a general area, but you can give us a quick little background if you're new, and you're there. All right, cards are still.
Do you think the HR lady really means what she says? She's not going to blow, you know, not going to out me with what I said, but also this job, because I'll just leave.
Remember. You asked that before you went in. You asked that.
Yep.
Oh, really?
So she says.
And I saw that she was going to take care of this herself privately.
Well, how big is your company? Pretty good size, medium.
And so it's owned by, I won't give up the name, but it's owned by eye doctor group that owns 7-8 different, umbrellas, you know. So it's a big, huge, this is the HR for the whole company, not just this little division. So she's a senior HR lady.
Then those HR people are typically our professional, super lifer type HR people and don't dare do that kind of crap. Small company, and they say, hey, guess what, Bob? I hired you to make copies, but you're going to be the HR guy now. Those are the ones you can't trust.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, these type of people, this is their career stands on this being handled and being confidential. But Deb's got the cards.
I know. I worked for Canon. I worked for Canon Business Processing. They're a huge company, and I called HR, and they said, we'll keep it confidential. The next 2 days later, they knew that I called HR because they told them. So I don't really trust people.
Well, you're on your way out anyway. So what you've done was you have done something proactive for the little people there, you know, that wouldn't have a voice, that wouldn't speak up. As for this new job, oh, my gosh, this is going to be great. And I'm going to tell you something now. I hope you're a self-starter. I hope you're somebody who can take the initiative. Because that guy is basically going to set you loose. So trust your own instincts. And if you have a question, certainly go to whoever would. It's a very nice atmosphere to work in. Very nice.
Yeah. And, I kind of always felt that HR folks are kind of evil in nature. But that's just the perception that I have. But they have a very strict confidentiality protocol because, A, they'll get their ass fired if they break it, and, B,
sued.
They could cost the company millions in lawsuits. Millions. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I will sue you. If you breach my confidentiality, I will sue you.
Absolutely. So they hold them to that. They may be evil leprechauns or whatever you want to say like that movie, but they do hold them to standards for a reason because they can cost the company big bucks.
When I quit, I'm going to be like, I'm not quitting for another job. I'm going to quit. I quit because these people made me quit. So you do with it what you will. You know, if you want to fire them, do it. I mean, I don't know, but that's why I'm going to let you know I quit because of these, not because I have another job. So.
Sure. I got you. Yeah,
and they don't have a need to know.
They don't.
It's up to you. Our company will give, apparently I've never quit there, but they will give an exit survey so they can, in theory, help learn.
Yes, I wonder if that girl who's the instigator will get fired. That would be the ultimate karma.
Yeah, they usually they'll try to give people an exit survey, you know, and it's up to them whether they take it or not and blah, 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 blah. And depending on how they leave, they can get, like, a certain code for rehiring, if they rehire them again or not.
Now, at this new job.
But anyway, here you go. Back to which is more important.
Don't let your experience with where you are now affect the way you feel about
people.
Because they are very warm and friendly. That is a family atmosphere where they all work. So it'll be really nice.
Yes, people with disabilities. It's a nonprofit for people with disabilities.
Look at that. That sounds awesome for you. All right, what has Jim got?
I have a healing age card that might be just based on what your last couple sentences says. Precious gift. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important. So that could be what you're talking about, the new family friendship thing, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
That is your card. Just for you to decide what it means to you, my dear.
Well, we can't wait to hear how it went.
Absolutely.
I'll let you know how it goes. And then I'll call you after the wedding, too. We'll see how that goes, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Call us anytime. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day.
Sure.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you. And we want to remind everybody again. Because we're kind of switching back to a thing from the past, but we've got a lot of callers, another thing. For folks that are used to us, because we always, like, Wednesday is one of our always staple shows. We're going retro. It is going to be a staple show Wednesday, but it is not going to be a Blog Talk night. It's going to be a Facebook-only night. Welcome to Blog Talkers. Like, half our Blog Talkers are both, anyway, Facebookers and the... But if you're not, and you are a Blog Talker and have never been on Facebook... You can go follow the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you'll get that little notification when we go live tomorrow if you so desire. Or you can wait till we come back again to Blog Talk. That is your decision. I just wanted to make sure that was clear because we had a lot of people that signed on since we told everybody about that at the beginning. And I think we should just keep this show rolling. Rolling. Here we go. 856, Joyzy. I believe this is Rosemary, is it not?
I think it is, yes.
Hi,
Hello.
How are you?
Welcome. You're a wise. She gets in early. Yes, that is a wise woman.
Yes, we're doing well.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Rocking and rolling. What you got cooking tonight?
Doing good. I was just worried. A little chaos today. A little up and down, good and bad. Got one thing straightened out, and another went down, and a lot of chaos, and people are acting weird or not returning my calls or anything. So whatever you can get about that, weird day.
Good friends of yours, or is he some kind of contact that you're leaving messages for?
Yes.
Yes? To both.
Yep.
Hey, Rosemary, if you have something in the background computer or whatever with the audio, is it possible you can mute that?
Yeah, I just did. That's weird. I don't know, my time's so weird.
Not a life or death rush, but it, you know, it's kind of like makes me think that I'm losing my mind. I mean, I might be anyway. It could be because of Facebook. So. Actually, I may have lost my mind years ago. I just don't know it. What was that an old dude on Peter Pan? Was he looking for his marbles? He said, "Lost my marbles." That old dude. Yeah. Oh, no, never mind. Catherine tricked me. She had like her little tape and it almost looked like one of those scammers.
Yeah, she wants to remind
there
you.
There are spirits in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
That was a good song.
What's the one with the wheel? It has a really great beginning.
There's the one from Journey. The wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Yep. Now, I wonder if that's Ezekiel guy in the Bible that saw like a UFO kind of sort of basically.
Oh, there's absolutely no substantial reason like they're avoiding you. It isn't that at all. Excuse me. It's that everybody seems to be in, if that is in your life as far as contacts and friends, they've just had a busy time. Okay. I hear myself.
Yeah, she still has it on, but you're going to have to just roll with it, Deb.
So I really don't think it's anything to be concerned with, hon. People get busy. And not everybody is quick to, they're not, you know?
Nope. Nope. Humans are different, sometimes not in good ways, but it doesn't mean they're intentionally wrong or bad. It just means that is what it is.
And there's that P word again that we all hate.
P, purchase. Ah, the
patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? People, as you get older, tend to gravitate from one social group into another. Often, it can be very slow in coming.
There's a lot of evolving that goes on, and it's not just physical or mental. It could be like socially, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Evolution. People migrate to different groups, different things when they get older.
You get all that you're able to from a certain group, and then all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, attracted to a different group. And for me, I've noticed that all my life, that it's always been changing of groups that way. So your trip is here.
No, that's very soon.
Yeah, and there is a guy. There's a guy at the end of it. You must know who he is. Like an interest for you. Yeah. Now, be careful with your money. I'm seeing here the potential for you to get your account taxed, like bank account or credit card.
Bastards.
So keep your eyes on that. Yeah,
it doesn't hurt that, you know what, if you got an app on your phone, check it 2-3 times a day. It doesn't make you paranoid. It makes you careful. An old employer and an old employer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. International shout-out to Laura from London, who's still in Ireland. International shout-out. And for Rosemary, I have your hearing aid card. And the subject is, I like just the sound of it, destiny. Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, and to transform to an ever greater light.
I like it.
So, I know you got a long time before your trip, Rosemary, so you shall be with us many more shows, and we encourage that.
Laura, thank you.
And good luck to you, Rosemary.
And
shall we speak again?
Yes, we will talk to you.
Absolutely. You know, she knows. She's got it. She got us, and she was wise. She called in early. Remember now, Rosemary, tomorrow is a Facebook-only show, so no blog talk phone call.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. Buddy?
All right.
What up, dog? All right.
Keep smiling, honey.
Keep on, keep on it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm opening the floor real quick to the Facebook folks. We prefer that you do an audio or video message to Deborah Lee now. Laura said your reading was spot on.
Yeah, she said that.
Oh, you saw that? Okay, I didn't know. You were busy because you're busy
loved
doing cards.
It. Well, see what's happening now is with Laura, I'm reading so often for her during the shows or when we do it, you know, offline, is that I am getting a real connection with her. And there are others here that I've had, or maybe not here tonight.
But yeah, you know, others. It varies. It's like life. Things change from day to day.
They
who's
really
here
do.
And who's not, you know, and it's okay. Sometimes you just, things gotta, it can't be the same and constant every, if, you know, if life was the same every single day, damn, everybody would do psychedelic drugs, you know, so you've got to have a little bit of spice out there.
You know, all right, Laura, is that you wanting to?
Yeah, she said me. I said, she knows,
are you wanting to do the,
get it over here, get
portal.
It ready.
Yes, it is.
Shut that. That way you know it'll go here. Just give it like, there you go.
And there she is.
There she blows.
Hello, my dear.
Said Captain Ahab.
Hello. How are you?
Actually, pretty good.
Doing all right. How's it going? Long time, no chat. It's been a day.
It's only been like 24 hours.
24 hours. Oh, my God.
I guess we miss you.
That's cool, though. Yeah. So now she can elaborate on what she was saying, about everything was spot on.
Yeah, that's what I was talking for. I'm being so nicey.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
All right, hit her.
When do you return?
Yeah, exactly.
To your home.
Well, from Ireland?
Yeah.
Friday.
Oh, what are you doing in the meantime?
That's a long time.
Are you seeing people or... What are you doing?
I'm spending it with my family.
Okay,
so
cool.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
My extended family. It's really lovely. Yeah. It's cool.
How's the weather there?
Oh, don't talk to me. It's raining every single day.
Is that normal now in the spring, this time of year? Is that normal?
Well, it is. It's Ireland. It's always raining.
I mean, island nations are, you know, right. But sometimes I get
But that's why Johnny Cash wrote that song, 40 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
You know?
I'm not familiar with that song. Wow.
Yeah, 40 Shades of Green. He wrote it because he was inspired while he was flying over Ireland. He lived in the field.
I guess a lot of rain equals a lot of growth, so that is true. Yep.
Yeah, but it's still beautiful, though, and the people are lovely.
Yeah, I mean, there's been many a song written about the land of Ire.
Do you get what we call here our nor'easters? These are really strong rainstorms that come down our coast. And
yeah, but specific to our continent.
Oh, they are.
Because of the geographic.
Yeah.
We have the Gulf Stream.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very specific to our coast. I mean, they probably have similar storms, but...
They're similar. So we would have the Wild Atlantic Way.
They just don't have that name. They just probably don't have that name. But our nor'easters are basically pretty much hurricanes. Just not because they're not tropical. They don't call them hurricanes, but they have the same winds as the hurricane.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. But they can't call them hurricanes because it's not a tropical storm. All right, go back to you.
Okay. Well... Are you prepared for this?
I'm ready. Take a minute.
Stand by.
Well, I want to give you this, which is under Sure to Come True. Everybody knows I love that designation in the layout. Because honestly, well, except for like I've given some warnings tonight. Watch your money. Or for Sharon, don't fall. Be careful. Ones like those, and I'll tell you, men never listen to those when it's in their cards.
Which ones?
About watching their money or their fall, or their might fall. They always tend to end up with a fall.
Well, that's people, but those are usually typically people that didn't come to you for a reading.
They came through another woman or a woman.
Exactly. So they're like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people that come to you are going to actually at least take heed.
So.
As they should.
Under Sure to Come True. There's your man. He's coming. Mm-hmm. Yes. He is.
Really?
Yes. He's definitely. I don't make this up or pretend these things because, I want this to happen as much as you would. Mm. But, oh, yes. And is he sexy, lady?
Why is that so important?
Why
is that so important, Deb?
We like sexy men, Jim.
Oh, but when guys are interested in women, they're like, oh, that's all you care about is they're sexy.
When we speak...
Double standards, that's all
women in groups.
Double standards.
Everything's going to be about sexiness and...
Double standards. All right,
women will discuss in detail what they do with their partners or their husbands, but we will not discuss what we've done in a one-night stand. These guys are completely opposite. They don't want to talk about their women, but they'll talk about the hookups. So anyway, right now I believe he is tending to some home matters. There's a sister or a mother here, but that's the connection. It's through blood that he is looking after at their home, taking care of things. But he's still going to enter your life.
You are wearing a parka.
Yeah,
and cold. You're indoors. What's up with that?
I told you, I'm an island. It's cold.
Really?
Why is it cold indoors?
No heat.
Because it's island, and I live in London, and I'm always cold. So they call me a soft southerner because I'm from London.
Oh, she's got the cold. She's very sensitive.
Is
like
there
the,
a dampness?
She's
when
sensitive.
No,
she's sensitive to the cold.
No, it's just that, like, the temperature is slightly colder over here than it would be at home.
Oh, okay, because it is north from where you live.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I just saw a jacket indoors. I'm like, what's up with that?
It's the same one. Yeah.
And he's looking after his sister. Anything else, Dave?
Well, and it could be his mother. With mother, sister, something very tight there is a relationship.
No, you're right. You're on the money. It was his sister, and it could be his sister coming back in. Yes.
All
right.
Okay. Now, your brother and sister are here. And they have basically dissed you. They've turned their back on you. Have you run into them at any time since the funeral or no?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Your brother is going to be very, agreeable or very open to making up with you. Something's up with your sister, though. Ooh, she is not. She'd just as soon think of herself as the only girl in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that woman has quite a bitter personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I do feel your brother, yes, I do feel your brother is going to, you and he are going to end up, it's going to take time, but I believe the two of you are going to get into a family relationship together.
So it's obviously not while she's there this next few days, probably.
Yeah, and he may have to make a choice between the other sister and you.
People shouldn't have to do that, but,
oh,
you know.
No, it's
crazy. Is what it is. You know, that's crap.
But I think it will be very likely through him that you will get some of the memorabilia that you would like from your parents.
Well, that would be nice, ultimately.
So.
Both things would be nice. Both things would be nice, ultimately.
I have another man to mention to you. This could be somebody from your past. I'm feeling that it is, and maybe it'll ring a bell.
Yeah.
He's a scoundrel at heart.
Oh, he's a scoundrel. We hate scoundrels. Go ahead.
He's a player with a capital P, and he is such a...
Do you hate the player or do you hate the game?
Oh, man, what's up with you?
That's for them, not for
that's
you and her.
That's a big question.
No, that's not for you two. That was just for the audience. I should have typed it. I'm sorry.
He could come along just for a dalliance. I think we talked about him, that he could come along, just kind of sweep you off your feet just for fun, and then disappear again. Is this the ghoster, the one who ghosted you? I'm wondering.
No, that's the first one that you were discussing.
Okay, all right. Okay, just to keep them straight.
Mm.
Yes. And I really think that when you get home, you're going to start to enter into an upswing with your work. That is going to, it's going to be very lovely for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to get together when you're home.
Yes.
And we will talk. All right?
Love it.
Yeah.
You get a teleport?
I would. If I could, I would.
Well, we just watched Star Trek, remember? The transporter. So. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Here's your...
It's a healing angel card. And pretty damn good one. Faith. Do not lose faith. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine once more.
And how ironic it's raining.
Well, yeah, you could look at it that way, or you could look at the family, storm,
that
dark
too.
Clouds. A lot of ways it's for her to interpret. I just read.
You know, it's funny in a way, or ironic really, that when you're trying to get, say, male or a female back in your life, the males are easier. Women tend to be really petty and love to hold a grudge.
Now, do you mean siblings? Family members, or you mean anything
friends.
In general? Oh, friends too?
Oh, the the unspoken rule between women is, I just love you to death and I'm going to be your bestie forever until you do or say something that I don't like. And then it's over. Over. Big time. Over. She's nodding. Yep, that's it. That is it. Yeah. But if a guy does something that kind of pisses you off, you can say, hey, dude, don't do that. All right, I don't like when you do that. And he'll be like, oh, okay. Anyway, he won't. All right?
Yeah, because, you know, okay, whatever, I won't do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a big deal.
No, you don't go off in a hissy fit.
Right.
Not a hissy fit.
Oh, hissy fit. Well, you sound like you're from the Peach State right now.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. We can't wait to have you back.
Yes, indeed.
So take our... Mm,
well, but the good thing is she's not really gone because we have Messenger, Internet,
that's
and Portal.
That's right. We got all that. So you stay warm now. And same to you. Take care, my lovely.
And have some Irish whiskey.
Oh, boy.
You should do so.
That sounds good.
Does sound really good.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going back to the phones. You can probably move that aside, pop your computer up.
She's amazing. And we are going to...
That was actually one of the best
what
international video chats we had. It was smooth. It was perfect.
This one just
I guess everything was just right in the internet world. There was no chop-chop, nothing. Picture, I was like, wow.
Maybe it was...
I'm glad I didn't say anything to jinx it.
Maybe she was where she was at.
Simply, well, you know, you're right. It could have been. They might have really good internet there. All right. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys. How are you?
What's happening?
Well, you know what? Today
what?
I called the neighbor a motherfucking stupid asshole to his face, and then I hung up the phone. And then I waited a few minutes, and then I started to feel sorry. And then I called him back after about 10 minutes, and I thought, he's probably going to scream at me. And he picked up the phone, and I said, okay, I'm sorry. And he said, okay. Then we got back to whatever we were discussing. We had a breakdown in the communication because earlier, you know, we had outlined it. I had outlined it with him how we were spending today. We were going to do a lot of things, a lot of different things. And I kept outlining it with him, and he was agreeable. And, Deborah, what did the card say? Did he get jealous?
Deborah,
is that why you fucked around?
Deborah.
And what in
did he fuck around on the schedule because he got jealous? Or did I, you know, I'm trying to figure this one out because I said to him, I said, I have to go do the separate appointment, which breaks up the day, and then I'll be right back. And then when I got back, we were supposed to do several things, and he said, I don't want to do it. And I've already taken a shower, and I want to stay home and relax, and I want to eat. I went ahead and ate. We're supposed to eat out and everything. I said, why didn't you just send me a text? I said, I wouldn't have come back. And so we were going round and round, and he was saying, finally he said to me, after we were going round and round, I said, what part of no don't you understand? Oh, man. Oh. That's when I said, you motherfucker, stupid asshole. And I hung up the phone, and then the rest is history. So, Deb, we patched it up, you know, it's okay, and we're going to do all these things on Thursday because I have to go out of town tomorrow. But was he jealous? Did things break down because he got jealous? We were with some other people earlier. First thing in the morning, we had a coffee, a neighborhood coffee. I don't know, because he was starting to bring up stuff that had happened earlier. And I said, you know, that was not... I wasn't punching a clock. He said, well, you told me you were going to be here at this time. I said, no, it was fluid. It was fluid. That was flex. Anyway, whatever,
right.
Deb.
We're checking it
out.
We
got you. Hey, those are good. You gave good background, and the cards shall go down. Though my name isn't Deborah because she asked you, I, as a guy...
Yeah.
If I had some chick in my life that had wanted to map out a daily fucking schedule every goddamn day of my life,
it wasn't every day. It was just a lot of stuff was happening today. We were going to go shopping, get a haircut for him. He was going to buy tennis shoes. I was going to check on some stuff. But it was a combined thing. We were going to go eat out together. So it was a combined deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not him anyway, and I don't have cards. That would just like, I'd be like, whoa. I kind of don't like the only half-planned shit. But here you go, Deb.
Tell me about the men that were at this gathering.
Where was this gathering?
Oh, it was a coffee we go to at a neighbor's house down the, a bit away. And I like, he's friends with the guy, and I'm friends with the guy, and also his significant other. I like them a lot. I really like the guy a lot. I would never, ever hit on him, but we get along. He and I get along. We have a chemistry where we laugh a lot. He's just a nice guy.
Oh, my God. Well, he took it. Your neighbor got a whole different vibe off of that. And, yes, it put him off. It was, yeah. So that's why he was all grumpy with you. And would die before he'll tell you, is what I think. But he feels that guy is after you. And realistically, in his mind, this is going to kill you. In a sense that he thinks all men are after you, Lisa. They're coming in droves over the horizon.
But that quite possibly could be partially true.
It could. And a lot of men come through that way.
That isn't necessarily outside the realm of, and you know what, though? If you're a guy and you're out with a chick that's attractive and has a great personality, those two combinations together, men are going to flock to her if you're not, like, totally 100%. Everybody knows that
she's got charisma.
That's going to happen.
She's humorous.
And as a guy, you have to accept it. You can't try to pick a fight with everybody or you're going to be in jail or dead. And you
Okay, so what happened?
You
have to nip
that in the bud.
What, Lisa?
Yeah.
I think you were right, Jim.
Yeah. He and I had this thing planned out. I don't plan every day. It was just we were doing a lot of stuff. It just happened that way. And I talked to him about it last night. I said, okay, so this is what we're doing tomorrow, right? And he said, yeah. And then he left for the coffee on his own, and I just got dressed and did my thing, and then I followed him to coffee. Now, this morning when we were having it out on the phone, he said, you said you were going to show up at 10. I said, it doesn't matter. I wasn't planning to punching a clock. I said, that doesn't matter. And then I showed up whenever I showed up, and that's what I told him. And then he said something else. He said, you said we were going to do such and such. I said, well, it's fluid. We didn't have to stick by it. And then what happened was Sophie was disconnected from me when we got back to our place because I told him I had this appointment, but I would come back, and then we would go to town, and then we would do all that other stuff we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then he got involved in some landscaping. He said he took a shower, and then he had lunch. I said, you know, when you took that bite of that sandwich, that's when you should have texted me and said, fuck off, lady. I'm not having lunch with you. That's when you should have done that. And that's when we just started going back and forth. And then later on, when I called him, and I said, sorry. And he said, well, it just sounded like you were forcing it. I'm not forcing you. You were listening wrong. He said, I'm listening wrong. So we were just, oh, my God.
You know what? First of all, let's push the pause button on this whole fucking conversation. If a woman just tells me I'm listening wrong, how am I listening wrong? That sounds like the most crazy phrase I've ever heard in my entire. Hey,
you
hey,
know,
you're not listening to me right. What do you mean I'm not listening to you right?
He's misunderstanding or misinterpreting.
Yeah,
I get it.
Exactly. And that's what I kept saying. I kept saying, I'm not forcing you. I said, we had this agreement. I'm not forcing you. And he says, well, it sounds like it. I said, no, all you had to do was text me and say no go on the rest of the day instead of me having to drive all the way back. And then I had to call you, and then he answered the phone like, so what's up, you know? And I thought, what the fuck? Is he playing a mind game on me? What the fuck? And that's when everything broke down. But then
I gotta tell you, Lisa, he saw something in that guy. I'm going to put this out there in plain language. He could tell if maybe you guys it's in the eyes of another man or how they act. Maybe he was staring at her ass, but he felt that guy wanted to bang you.
But you, like I said, if you have a relationship with a beautiful woman that is has a nice personality,
yeah,
that's going to happen every time you go out, and you have to have,
yeah,
let the woman handle it as much as she can unless it gets beyond a certain point. But you can't blame her for being attractive.
Well, and the thing is, if he's not going to give her any sugar, she's got a right to go get it somewhere
else. Even if you are giving her sugar.
What?
If she is a beautiful person, a great bubbly personality,
yeah,
guy come up to her, that's going to happen. If you don't like that, go date a swamp thing. Then you don't have to worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, true.
Yep, go dig up a zombie corpse and date her.
Deb, do you see everything okay between us? Because I've been talking to him.
It was a moment.
I'm sorry?
For him.
So remember, she said he's getting over it.
Yeah. It was a momentary lapse in what we, I guess you'd call good judgment.
You know, I told him, I said, I just want the energy to stay between us the same because I can't take all this up and down, sideways, under the chair, over the chair, on the table. I said, just let it remain the way it is. I said, it's in your total control. He said, well, what if you do something? He said, I'm not going to do anything. I never do anything. I said, but you've done stuff.
Lisa.
It's a relationship.
You're
now
seeing who he really is with all the, you know, there is no more facade. There's no more fancy talk.
There is a certain point, Deb is right, in any relationship, sometimes it's sooner than later, right?
And now, if you imagine yourself, if you were married to this guy, what you'd be putting up with those mood swings and those angry spells, it would get so tiresome that you'd probably want to drop a bowling ball on his head while he was sleeping. Seriously.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But I would call him a motherfucker stupid ass.
And I like that. I like that. I like how you said, I like the choice of words. I applaud you on the choice of words.
Because he really, when he said, what part of this don't you understand? Oh, man, that's a trigger point. I don't like that phrase.
Yeah, I can't say. I've never said that before either, right, Deb?
What?
I've never been snotty like that before either, have I? What part of what you said didn't I understand?
Oh, he's very snotty.
Yeah, I've done that before, too. But I expect the person to react negatively.
Hello,
and Leticia. Call me a motherfucking asshole.
We have Leticia here.
Who?
Well, she's from Durban North.
Well, I didn't see that because I only get to see.
And
I'm
not quite.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. Yeah, go ahead. Well, we should get back to Lisa.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's get back to Lisa first.
All right.
We have plenty of show left, folks. Don't worry about.
Virgil is throwing in here. Gay men sometimes prey on vulnerable women, and remember, he knows a lot of gay men. A lot.
Oh, really? No.
In his work, yes.
Really?
He has said a lot of them are gay.
Really? You sure he's not a big fan of the skin flute? You sure about that?
I've never questioned
some people. Hey, you know what? If you like the skin flute, if you like the meat whistle, that is your choice. That is all. I have nothing to say.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, back to Lisa. So where are we at? Have you wrapped this up? Everything's good?
Well, I think
at least for now, everything's good.
It's like it always is. It blows over, never really gets, you know, discussed. And I think if you bring it up, he's just going to get all mad again. And, you know, that's like walking on eggshells. If you have to worry.
No, I'm not
walking on
eggshells.
Or, oh, my God, there's conflict. Wait, real quick, let me put my head in the sand for a few minutes so I can let the conflict pass. All right, real quick, I have a question. You said you're going out of town here soon?
Tomorrow,
where are you
just
going?
Just for the day.
Don't worry about that word.
I have to go 2 hours away. Okay. I have to go 2 hours away. I have to pick up my glasses, my lens, or put in a prescription. No, I have to put in the lens prescription, and then I'm getting my haircut, my person that I've had for 30 years, and because of the pandemic, I just haven't had my hair cut at all.
You're going out of town to take care of some errand type stuff that happens to have, but you're not going out of town. Okay, I gotcha.
Virgil's saying lots of gay men in nursing. You know what, though? Here in the States, it's a bit looked down on for a man to be a nurse. He should be a doctor.
Yeah, that was...
He should be, you know, a specialist of some sort.
Not anymore.
Well, it's getting better. He's right. You are right.
Here it's not anymore. It used to be. Now it's like, you know what? They make bucks, too. They make some good bucks. And they don't have to go to school and dedicate and ruin their lives for like 5-6 years around the clock as much as, you know.
Sure.
And you know what? It's a valuable service. And back to Lisa. All right. Lisa, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if she heard us. Tomorrow, our Wednesday show is a Facebook-only show, no blog talk. Going back to nostalgia, but she has something to tell you. Go ahead, Deb.
Oh, my God. Remember when we read your cards? Was it yesterday?
She has an emergency.
Saturday?
Emergency.
I don't remember the day. But remember I said you guys are going to have another big disagreement/argument.
Yeah.
And it was going to concern an issue of jealousy, which I thought was going to be on your part.
That was yesterday,
but
I think.
It was not.
Is it yesterday or Sunday?
The cards are right. The cards never lie, but the interpretation can get skewed.
Yeah, and you know, that's not a good sign, jealousy. It's not a good sign. But it is what it is. Sounds like you both are. Different topic, different show. Ring the bell again.
Is he going with her tomorrow?
No. She has a bunch of stuff to do on her own. She got
No, he's not going.
No, it's stuff that she has to do where he would have no reason to go. She got, you know, eye doctor. She got stuff. She got stuff, and it's a little bit of, she's not going out of town like to Brazil. She's going just a couple hours away, she said.
Okay.
All right. Subject is fear, and I like who this is from. This is Archangel Michael. I'm here to help you through the present time. Archangel Michael loves you. He protects you and keeps you safe. Trust that all is well. Trust in Archangel Michael. Accept his love and allow it to dissolve your fears.
Huh. That's pretty good.
Which is easier said than done. That's why they call it faith. You know, we're humans. We have fears.
Yes.
It's tough. All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Too lovely.
Well, we love you too. Now, tomorrow night, you'd have to come on Facebook to get a reading. We want to give our Facebookers.
Already?
Yeah, I think so. We want to give our Facebookers a chance.
Facebookers.
They sit here so patiently, and it's the middle of the night where many of them are.
In the middle of the night.
It could always. Couldn't she make a private name?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
For her to come on Facebook.
Are you talking about Lisa?
Yeah.
Well, anybody can make up a name. She could be the John Jacob Jingleheimer. She make another account come up here. But if she starts talking about specifics, we're all going to know. Deb, come on.
Oh, well, then how can we speak with her tomorrow?
She may skip us. It's up to her. It's up to Lisa. We told her, gave her info. We welcome her. We welcome everybody that is also on Blog Talk to show up on our Wednesday show.
Yeah.
Just video Blog Talk. There'll be no phone numbers. That's going to make it easy at the beginning of the intro. We don't have to give out any phone numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well,
why are you laughing?
Lisa, he's starting to get very predictable, is he not?
Who?
The guy. The neighbor.
They both, you know what, to be honest, they both kind of are. I didn't really want to go there.
No, but I'm
They're
just
both
saying,
getting very jealous of each other. That is not a stable relationship.
He goes in a cycle.
I'm not a psychologist. Well, it's both of them, too. She gets jealous, too, when he talks to chicks, right?
Yeah.
If you are like a unit, even if you're not living together, you're not married, but if you're like even boyfriend, girlfriend that are committed, you know that when you go out in public, if you're attractive, you have good personalities, other folks are going to come up and talk to them. And sometimes they may like spend a lot of time with them during that night. But you're supposed to be secure and trust. And if you don't, that's a sign. That's what I've always said. That's a sign.
All I've ever done, honestly, is give the guy a look. It's a look that would kill, is what I'm told. In fact, one time in a nightclub, that Greenwheel place, a girl was taking too much time with the date I was with. And I was standing probably about 30 feet away watching, and my eyes just got really hard, where a good male friend came up to me and said, "What's wrong? You look like you're about to jump somebody." And I said, that's exactly how I feel right now. But that's how I cope with it.
I've gone out in a lot of social settings with, it was back in the 30s, when I was in the 30s and stuff, with a lot of great looking women. We were a very close, committed relationship, and we'd go to functions, and at night we'd separate and maybe not see each other for an hour and a half. Nobody was worried about the other person. There's a level of trust.
However, when you...
A level of fucking trust.
The girl you dated that was a narcoleptic, she tried really hard in that one big club. She was in some kind of get-up.
We weren't a committed couple.
But she didn't know who I was, and I was with you. And she really overstepped the girl code.
I'm just saying, I wasn't...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but if I go, like, them two, they
you
went
don't
someplace.
Go up to some girl's supposed boyfriend or date and throw yourself, and she was like, draped all over you.
If you are totally committed with a guy, you should trust him to be able to deflect that.
Well, you were soaking it up, so you must have really liked.
No, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, first
you
of
do.
All. I don't.
The girl with narcolepsy.
I know who she is.
That you lived with.
Yes. Trust me, imagine me knowing that. But I don't know that one scenario you're talking about.
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with what I was
leave
saying.
It, there.
It has nothing to do with what I was saying, and people were agreeing with me. If you're a committed couple and you go into a social setting and there's a woman in your life that's very attractive, not just attractive, because they can be attractive and be a horrible bitch, but they're attractive and have a nice bubbly personality, guys are going to flock to them, and you have to
let them
deal with it. It's not up to you to step in all the time.
Myra says, so true, don't cross girl code. We'll have to talk about that one night if you guys have a boy code.
Whoa. First of all, there is not a girl code if the two chicks don't know anything about each other. There's not a code.
Well,
right?
But if you're with somebody, she's still supposed to respect that.
Well, first of all, time out. Sometimes it's not, the level of with is different, isn't it? There is a with and a with.
Well, if they don't know that you'd say we're on a date.
You could
know.
Be on a first date, then you're kind of not with them. It's a first fucking date. You're
minute.
Still wide out.
A decent girl would not try to stir up trouble on a date.
That's horseshit.
If the dating girl goes to the restroom, she might say to the other one, "Hey, Jim, give me a call sometime." But she'd stay out of it.
I'm just saying, if I was on a first date with a chick and some other chick approached me and maybe that first date wasn't going, I'll be like, this is a great transition. Thank you, God, for bringing another woman into my life. This first date is sucking. But I'm not talking, this is like, they're committed, they're neighbors, they do things together. This is not that scenario. And this is a lot of hypothetical.
Well, something got that guy worked up. About Lisa.
Well, and they get, but she gets worked up about him too.
Yeah.
So there is some level of distrust there, and that can never, no relationship can survive with levels of distrust. None on this planet.
Could you be in that kind of, no.
No.
I could not either.
No.
But others do it somehow.
If I firmly believed, and I got, every time I went out with a chick and I had a level of distrust, I would have to not go out with that woman.
Well, he had one that you went out with for quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like your dogs, though. And
at first, but, you know, she let that go.
Anyway, she would drive by his house at night.
Oh, she had a level of distrust that was probably certifiably psychopathic.
And she would call him and demand.
There was a car in front of your house.
Yeah, who is it?
It's like, yeah, we live on a street, a one-way street, where everybody parks wherever they can. And finally, I just said, I'm done. Done, gotta go. I kicked that right to the curb, hard and fast. And you know what? That's how you do it.
So
when the time comes, make it clean. Don't do a slow, painful. Just say, you know what? Done. I can't take this anymore. Done. I hate being accused of things I'm not doing wrong. I'm not going to do it.
Here's a little funny for all of you. There were times Jim would take all my kids when I was on a deadline for the newspaper and stuff. He would take them to his house. And the next day, occasionally the kids would say, how come a lady came in the middle of the night in her nightgown?
It was pajamas. It was more appropriate. It was very, you could wear the pajamas in Walmart, which people do, believe it or not, in the middle of the night. They wear pajamas at Walmart.
Okay.
It wasn't a nightie where you could see parts. It was jammies. They were cute little jammies. But anyway, okay.
But they were delivering, which is pretty interesting.
Well, it wasn't Uber. It wasn't Uber Eats, well, or was it? Anyway.
Okay.
All right, let's say goodbye to our long talk
I'm
folks.
I'm sorry,
first.
I do have to go. I have some work I must finish.
Yeah, and we got a lot of appointments tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're getting up at the old dark 30.
We got dog stuff. I have to work from home. There's problems at work. We got people coming to tune up our AC shit for the spring, even though spring has sprung. You know, we got stuff. All right. Yes, Vlog Talkers.
Take care. Stay well. And we will talk to you again.
We shall indeed.